Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. We urge all voters to defeat the proposed constitutional amendment question that will be on the November ballot. If enacted, this amendment would end our state's flat income tax and will roll into place a progressive income tax. But we believe there is nothing fair about a progressive tax, a tax that shifts the state's financial burdens onto the most successful businessmen and women. Vote no on the constitutional amendment to keep our state's income tax flat and fair. Illinois' current non-graduated or flat income tax of 4.95% fairly applies the same tax rate to everyone in the state. Compare that to the proposed progressive tax. If the amendment is approved by voters in November, a progressive income tax rate structure already agreed to by lawmakers would take effect. This progressive income tax structure divides Illinoisans into categories based on their level of income, and as income levels get progressively higher, so do the tax rates. Under this progressive income tax structure, the tax rates start at 4.75% and go all the way up to 7.99%. Since the 1970s, Illinois' Constitution has ensured that all Illinoisans equally pay the same income tax rate. This means if the tax rate increases for one person, it increases for all. This is fair. But under a progressive income tax, lawmakers can pick and choose whose taxes they raise. With a single bill, state lawmakers can adjust these income categories and raise the tax rates on any and all of us. Illinois Farm Bureau policy states clear support for a flat tax. This policy, which has been vetted by our members, believes the flat tax is a fair way to tax the citizens of Illinois. A flat tax applies the same tax rate on everyone, no matter their income level. If the constitutional amendment is approved in November, lawmakers will impose varying tax rates based on how successful you are as an individual or a corporation. Let's keep Illinois' income tax fair. Vote no on the proposed constitutional amendment in November. A new report unveiled by the American Farm Bureau Federation provides an in-depth examination of the causes and price implications resulting from extreme market volatility in the cattle industry. It also sets the stage to explore policy solutions. The Cattle Market Working Group, comprised of 10 state Farm Bureau presidents, spent more than 2 months investigating factors that led to market disruptions following the Holcomb packing plant fire and the COVID-19 pandemic. They invited input and consultation from government and university experts, among others. The report is designed to equip state and county Farm Bureau organizations with deep insight and policy considerations as Farm Bureau leaders debate policy recommendations for 2021. The American Farm Bureau has launched a new online youth safety course, Think Fast, Farm and Ag Safety Training at fb.org/programs/safetyhealththinkfast. The program was developed to help youth aged 14 to 17 think through and learn about avoiding common safety hazards on the farm and ranch. According to AFBF President Zippy Duvall, safety on the farm and ranch is vital. Young people are the future of agriculture, and we're pleased to provide them with tools to help them become grounded in skills that will serve them well throughout their careers. The program and related materials focus on general safety, leadership, and critical thinking skills applied to technical and agriculture-specific contexts. The training is available at no cost to anyone interested in learning about farm safety, and Farm Bureau membership is not required for access. The program includes 10 modules that take 10 minutes to complete and follow-up competency quizzes. A curriculum guide for classroom and workshop settings is available for download. Program modules include attention and distractions with ATVs and UTVs, spatial awareness with livestock, looking at situations from multiple points of view with tractors and machinery, task breakdown and job safety with personal protective equipment, matching tasks and skills with electrical, decision making for how to complete a task with manual labor, situational management with bins, silos, and pits, empowerment and permission to say no with chemicals and pesticides, tough conversations with slips, trips, and falls, and impact of injuries with shop safety. The program also includes online self-paced and in-person direct instruction options for many of the skills. The Illinois Department of Agriculture announced the availability of $5 million in business recovery funding for livestock producers and small meat and poultry plants suffering interruptions as a result of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Over the past 6 months, meat and poultry plants across the country have been impacted by the pandemic as reduced sales resulted in a slowdown of processing livestock and forced many Illinois farmers to incur additional costs. The new funding opportunity is part of the state's Business Interruption Grants Program, or BIG, which leverages Federal CARES Act money to help small businesses statewide offset losses incurred in connection to COVID-19. Online applications are available now through October 31st, 2020, at the Illinois Department of Agriculture website. Financial assistance will be made available through three programs administered by IDOA. Swine Depopulation Program covers the costs and expenses of swine producers associated with the depopulation and disposal of livestock due to the interruption of the livestock market caused by the COVID-19 emergency on or after April 15, 2020. Applicants are eligible to receive up to $10,000 for losses. The Agriculture Business Interruption Program covers monetary losses and expenses of livestock producers due to the disruption of the livestock market caused by the COVID-19 emergency during the period of April 15th through May 15th. Eligible expenses are costs associated with holding livestock, which includes swine, beef cattle, dairy cattle, lambs, poultry, and meat goats, and livestock-related products for an extended period of time. Applicants are eligible to receive up to $10,000 for losses. And the Meat and Poultry Capacity Program covers the cost for operations and costs associated with facility improvements necessary to decrease or eliminate COVID-19-related slowdowns and mitigate capacity reductions. Businesses must have no more than 60 employees. Applicants are eligible to receive up to $25,000 for eligible expenses. IDOA has worked with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity to mobilize this opportunity for financial assistance provided through the BIG program. The administration has developed guidelines that ensure an equitable deployment of grant funding across hard-hit communities and heavily impacted industries. To date, more than $49 million in BIG funding has been distributed to over 2,800 small businesses in over 400 communities statewide. And ongoing funding opportunities remain available for small businesses of all types statewide. To learn more about the current big funding opportunities, visit the DCEO's website. An additional 10% will be awarded to businesses located in disproportionately impacted areas, defined in legislation and created by the Pritzker administration and the Illinois General Assembly to ensure equitable funding opportunities. For more information on BIG, please visit the Illinois Department of Agriculture website. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.